Cheryl, how are you feeling today? How are you feeling?
Disappointed. Disappointed, but somewhat relieved that it wasn't a hung jury. I'm glad he was guilty. We know, everyone knows he was guilty of conspiracy. Maybe the other was hard for the jurors to understand. But the part for me, they did say guilty. So he's not walking away from this, even though it's a misdemeanor. At least we know that he was guilty of conspiracy.
How did you feel when they said those words?
Somewhat relieved that he would not just get a walk away with nothing. But when they said not guilty on the other two, it was kind of like someone just hit you in the stomach.
This day was a long time coming.
Definitely. It's been 5.5 years. And I feel like that, as disappointed as I am, I would have been more disappointed if it was a hung jury. So, you know, I can walk away and say we did all we could. And I really appreciate Steve Ruby and the group that he worked with. I think they did a remarkable job. I'm really disappointed, to be honest with you, in the jury, but I'm sure everyone would say that. I guess maybe we're too close to it because it seemed like it was a close case. So obviously it wasn't to them.
I know a lot of you folks said that, you know, this is sort of the moment that would, you know, allow you guys, you all to move on. Do you feel like that's possible now? Or?
Yes, I think March the 23rd will be when we can move on, just to see what's going to happen to him. I don't look for it to be much. But I do hope that come that day that we'll be able to move on when he's sentenced.
You know, you mentioned March 23rd, and you know, Judy mentioned that she was happy to hear a guilty verdict. Do you ever think that justice will be served for you all or your family members?
As much as it can be. I think we have to recognize the fact that when we came in here, he could have walked away not guilty of all three charges. So just for him to be brought to this and know that he wasn't in control, to me that's worth it, just to see him sit there every day and have to listen of the kind of person he was. That kind of gave me some, I felt like that was speaking for all the 29 minors that passed away. So no, I'm not happy that he wasn't guilty on the other two charges, but I'm very happy he was guilty, and I'm very happy that he can't go on with his life today either.
So the judge will have the final decision in sentencing, and it's a misdemeanor charge, so it could just be a fine. It could be up to a year in prison. What would you say to her as she starts to consider this?
I hope she considers that the evidence was so strong that this man should not be able to walk away with a fine. A fine doesn't mean anything to Don Blankenship, unless you're talking about hundreds of millions, and it's not going to be that. What would affect Don Blankenship is to go to prison for a year. That would affect him because he thinks he has control of everything. So
many of you families that received notification long time ago that you were victims of these crimes. Do you all plan to ask Judge Berger to allow some of the family members to speak at the sentencing and so that she hears directly from you all about the impact of these crimes?
I don't think we've gotten that far. It just happened. It's really hard, to be honest with you, when you're not looking for this result. I don't know that we've gotten that far. I do think, though, I was a little shocked that he did not have to stand when they did the verdict. I mean, I guess I just felt like that's something he should have been made to do, to stand there in front of everyone instead of sitting there looking like he was one of the lawyers. For all those people that don't know Don Blankenship, whoever that may be, I guess I felt like it had been more respectful to all of us if he would have been made to stand up and call his name.
So, you know, every day that went by in these deliberations, did hope kind of seem like it was getting farther and farther away for you all? As
absolutely, as absolutely. Every day that it went by, I was scared to death it was going to be a hung jury, and we were going to have to do this again. So, you know, there was a lot put into this, and I don't take that lightly. And I'm sure those jurors did the best job they could. I just don't agree with what the verdict was. And nothing's going to change that. I heard the same evidence they heard, but I heard it in a different way, because I thought when I heard that, he was guilty. You know, in any
kind of white collar. Well, he came out, his demeanor to you, kind of the same through everything, right?
Do you know, I didn't see him. I couldn't look at him. I didn't want to see his face at that point. I thought the worst thing I could do is look at his face and he have a smile on it. I don't think that would have been hard to handle after all this. So I'm glad it's over, and I hope that this is something that he can live with.
Was the one guilty verdict, though, you don't think that was enough for
him? Oh, absolutely not. Do you think it's enough? I mean, for the people that were in there, do you think that a misdemeanor is enough for what this man did?
To me, I don't know how you can hold him.
I mean, how could you? You know, but I do believe this. I look around and I looked at his lawyers. They did a good job. But money does talk. If that had been me up there, they would have put me in prison for the rest of my life if I had done what this man has done. So
just to hear the words guilty was important to me.
I think that's all I have. I'm just drained. It's been a long 2.5 months and a long 5.5 years.
And you did it because you were
so much.
Thank you. Shirley.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.